You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is Paul Esposito, host of this program. I thank you for joining us here today. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your Monday. Maybe it's Monday morning, 7 a.m., you've tuned us in here to WGOD Radio on WMIE. Good morning. You have us tuned in here on 91.5. Perhaps it's lunchtime at 11:45 and you tune in to WWBC. Or else it's evening and you've tuned us in again at 8:45 p.m. Friends, I thank you for taking the time to join us and taking the time to study with us. You're going to hear the last sermon now. This will play Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The last of this series of nine sermons through James. This is called James, the rest of the story. We're going to wrap up chapter 5 here today. In the meantime, I'm really excited about this new series I just started at church yesterday. Matter of fact, last night. This is a Sunday evening series that's going to run through the rest of the summer. And it's a look at Bible prophecy. We just started 2 Thessalonians, verse by verse. We're going to do Matthew chapter 24. We'll look at Luke, days of Noah and the days of Lot, even Daniel. We look at Daniel chapter 2, chapter 3, and 7 and 8. So that's what we have in store here. Oh, it's going to be a great summer looking at Bible prophecy. You are invited to Island Community Church. That's Sunday night at 6 o'clock. We'd love to see you. So in the meantime, here this week, we're in Luke on Wednesday nights at the church. You're invited to that as well. Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 o'clock. We are in chapter 7 here this week. Now here on the radio today, this is the last sermon in this series. James, the rest of the story. Again, this will play today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, and then we'll fill out the rest of this week, and then starting next Monday on the radio, Romans verse by verse. I'll call it live behind the microphone, live as opposed to hearing something pre-recorded at the church. So here's part one now, James, the rest of the story.
You know, it's one thing visitors ask me more than anything here. They want to know what this is for. Luckily, you guys are going to find out today. This is his son. My son, the judge. We're going to wrap up the book of James this morning. In 17 years of ministry, this is the first time I've ever taught through or preached through this book. Hard to believe for me, really. And it's been a challenge, but it's been very enjoyable. I've been totally at the mercy of God to fill these pages with spirit-filled insight week in and week out. Not to say I'm not always at the mercy of God. There's no more dreaded thing for a preacher than Monday morning. You know what I mean? Monday morning, you wake up, you're staring at a blank sheet of paper. Oh, there's nothing worse. Especially after a great sermon on Sunday. You wake up Monday and you got a blank sheet of paper. Golly. Then I got to do this all over again. Oh, it's 11:01. Pardon me. Let me just take this in for just a couple minutes. Golly, I love Sundays. We can see why this book here is called the New Testament Book of Proverbs. It's James. Let's recap. 10 points all on the handout. I love to do this with the last week of a study. Is kind of do the whole chapter at the end or recap a little bit of what we've looked at. Number one on this handout, Number one, barely after saying hello to his Jewish audience, scattered abroad, he hits them with this. Count it all joy. It sounds like a draft notice. First it says greetings, then it says rejoice. That's verse 2, in case you're wondering. He's just saying hello. Now in verse 2 he says, rejoice when you're suffering. He hasn't even gone to verse 4 before he's saying that. So that's the first thing on here we looked at. Count it all joy, my brethren, when ye fall into diverse temptations. Knowing this, the trying of your faith worketh patience, hupomone, endurance. It's what makes a little runt walk up to someone 9'6" and say, you stink. This comes through abiding under the hand of God in trials. James tells them to rejoice when their faith is being tested because God is working behind the scenes to turn them into spiritual giants that can withstand any attack of the enemy. And it's the same goes for you too. Number two, short on wisdom? Ask God for some, who will be glad to give you some of his wisdom. Ties right into Proverbs, doesn't it? The fear of the Lord is what? The beginning of wisdom or knowledge, both. Here in chapter 1, verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But then the next two words I read this morning is, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Why aren't they teaching that in school? Where does it start? It's not in algebra or geometry. It starts with fearing God. That's where wisdom starts. Fear God. Solomon said, I'm going to sum up all of life for you. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. That's it. Fear God and keep his commandments and you'll be all right. Jesus added to that, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. On these two hang all the law and the prophets. Fear God, love God, keep his commandments, love your neighbor as yourself. Number three, don't treat the poor different than you would the rich when they visit your church. Number four, whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles in just one teeny weeny itsy bitsy little point is guilty of all of it. Number five, faith, if it's not accompanied by works, is dead. Wyatt, I'm sorry you've been out this last couple months. I think that's why I preach this book. Faith, if it's not accompanied by works, is dead and good for nothing. The Lord showed me faith and works are like Siamese twins, and they're joined at the hip. Faith is accompanied by works wherever he goes. If faith shows up without his brother, it's good for nothing. Or some other brethren that we know that try to enter in the kingdom by works alone. It's good for nothing without faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. They go together, faith and works. You've got to have works if you're a Christian. You have to. It's joined at the hip to you. Faith and works like goodness and mercy. The two sheepdogs is faith and works. Number six, let not many of you become teachers, because you, or us, will receive a stricter judgment. I was thinking about how this applies to missionaries. Maybe I'll mention that tonight when these missionaries are here. Let not many of us become teachers, knowing we will receive a stricter judgment. I always fear for missionaries. And I kind of get sore at missionaries with bad doctrine. Look at how much evil they're doing in the world. You know, you pride yourself, you're going to be a missionary that only goes to people that have never heard of Jesus. So you're going to go out there and you're going to tell people things that aren't out of the Bible? Woe is you. Let not many of us become teachers. It's very important you preach the truth when you're sent out. Am I right? I mean, imagine if you're a missionary and if you go out and tell people everyone can be healed, all depending on your faith. Or God wants you to be rich beyond your wildest dreams. And you're going to go out to a place that's never heard of Jesus before, and you're going to tell them that? No, let not many of you become teachers, because you will receive a stricter judgment for that. Next up, number seven, no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Next up, number eight, friendship with the world. Whosoever makes himself a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Last week, we learned that humility is the cure for worldliness. That is, this evil world is such a temptation and such a lure used by the prince of this world, as Jesus called him, the god of this world, as Paul called him, that it will take submission to God to overcome this. We read, God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Number nine, we could have looked at last week, but we didn't. Something else James said in chapter 4. He said, don't even say among yourselves that next year we're going to plan a trip. Or next month, I'm going to go here and there and buy or sell. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will go here and go there and buy or sell. You know, it's hilarious to me why charismatics have such a stroke over Christians that say, Lord willing, regarding something. It's right here in the book. He said, all such boasting is evil. I've heard it before, they say, that the Christian that says, if it be your will, these are faith-destroying words. Well, I say to that, again, no, they're not. These are words the Bible instructs us to use, because you don't know if you're going to make it home today.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.